Good morning. Our scripture reading today is taken from the book of Psalms in the Old Testament, Psalms number 127, verses 3 through 5. When you have it, please say amen. Psalms 127, verses 3 through 5. And I'm reading from the New King James. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I invite Sister Monique to come up for special music.
Good morning, church. As our reading was this morning, Psalms 127, 3 to 5 says, Lo, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. This is true also of a church. A church that is blessed with children and youth is a church that's growing. It's a church that has vitality because of the vitality of the youth of the church. So today we're going to celebrate our awesome God in song. We're going to celebrate the youth of the Church of the Joy of Troy and their love, their great love for Christ. When I asked the children, the youth, about their favorite hymns, either them or their parents, I was struck by one thing as I was putting the list together. And that was that they spoke to the various attributes of God's love for each and every one of them, of God's power, of God's word, of God's grace. And then they spoke also of the response that they have to the Lord. Their response of love in return, their response of wanting to serve the Lord. So those were the things that struck me as I heard what each of the children that I was able to get information about what they liked in the various songs. And the first one that we're going to start with is one of Lavette's favorites. Yes, Lavette. This is one of your favorites, I know. And I'm going to ask Annette and Rachel if they will come up and lead us in Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord,
hallelujah,
praise ye the Lord,
hallelujah,
praise ye the Lord,
hallelujah,
praise ye the Lord. Now there's a trick, that last praise ye the Lord is everyone standing.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you about that.
Are we switching it? Oh, same group?
Okay. Sit down. Ready? All right, everybody here stand up. Ready? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Very, very
Very good. Okay, everybody.
Lavette loves to praise the Lord. And happy birthday, Lavette. One of my favorite memories of my time at the Joy of Troy Church goes back to when we were on Hoosick Street. And those of you that were there, you know that we went over to, we had the sanctuary, and then we had the other part of the church, had the fellowship hall. And I was going out of the fellowship hall, going down to the ladies' room, and as I walked out into the hall, there were three little boys, about 4 years of age. And they were walking down the hall in front of me, arguing very strenuously. Now you would say, well, that shouldn't be a favorite memory of yours, should it? But it was what they were arguing about that makes it so precious to me. They were arguing which of them loved the Lord the most. As they went down the hall, they were saying, no, I love the Lord more than you do. No, I love Jesus more than you. No, I love Jesus the most. And they continued down the hallway talking about which one of them loved Jesus the most. That is such a precious memory to me that it just brings me joy when I think about it. Now, only one of those children is still here in this church, Joshua. Corey and his family have moved away, and sadly, Elijah and his family no longer come. But they were expressing what the children of this church told me as they told me what their favorite hymns were, how much they love the Lord. And so, as I say, that is one of the most precious memories I have. And in keeping with that, when I asked one of the other young men of this church what his favorite hymn was, I got a few answers from different people, as I said. And Evan, where are you? Hi, Evan. One of Evan's favorite songs is "Oh, How I Love Jesus," and that's what brought that memory back to me. And at this time, Monique, is your voice good enough to come up and sing this for us? She's going to sing this for. And Evan and Kyle are going to join her. No? They're going to sing Evan's favorite hymn.
I was going to sing one verse, and then I'm going to sing it the way we sing it at home. If I can remember. There is a name I love to hear, the sweetest name on earth. It sounds like music in my ears, the sweetest name on earth. I think I got that wrong.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Oh, kids, do you love Jesus?
Oh, yes, we love Jesus.
That you love Jesus.
We're sure we love Jesus.
Tell me, why do you love Jesus?
This is why we love Jesus. Because he first loves me. That's the reason we all love to serve him. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. because he first loved me. Oh, church, do you love Jesus? Are you sure that you love Jesus? Tell me, why do you love Jesus? Because he first loved me, that's the reason we all love to serve him. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Thank you. Another hymn that tells of the great love that Jesus has for us is a favorite of two of the young people of our church, Joshua and Michael. Love this song. And it tells, just as that, Kyle and Evan and Monique let us in, oh, how I love Jesus. Jesus Loves Me, 190, is a favorite of two of the young people of our church. And at this time, Pastor Langley is going to come forward and sing this song for us. Oh, and Michael is going to join him. So we've had a young person who loves the praise of the Lord, a person, one of them who especially loves to know that Jesus loves them, and that how another young person, as we said, Evan, loves, oh, how I love Jesus. Michael had another favorite, and this favorite of his is in moments like these. Now, this is in his our song, and Helen is going to sing this. We need to get the mic. She's going to sing this for us and especially for Michael.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you.
Can you all join me?
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing, I love you, Lord.
Another praise to the Lord of how much we love him. When I asked Anissa what was her favorite hymn, she thought about it for a while. She had a number that she liked, but she especially liked one that speaks to God's creative power, his great power in this world. And so we're going to sing Anissa's favorite now. And Annette and Marina are going to sing that for us. And it's number 86, How Great Thou Art.
What?
Yes. And Anissa, if you'd come up with them, I would love that.
Join us on the last verse.
When I
Anissa, before you leave to go back to your seat, what is it about that hymn that speaks to you?
I just think that hymn is beautiful, and I feel like, I mean, how great thou art. Look at everything that God has done. I mean, though we are living in trials and tribulations, and the devil is steady doing things to tear people apart, we keep the faith. And how great could God be to not allow us to stop believing in him, stop having faith in him? And God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. Not because he wants to see you fail, it's because he wants to see, even though that battle is rough, are you going to still have faith in me?
Thank you, Anissa.
That's my president right there.
Marina's going to speak to us of a testimony now.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Linda for allowing me to be part of the service. Don't know if you would consider me a youth yet. But I did so want to share something with all of you. And it's one of my favorite hymns, number 369, Bringing in the Sheaves. And I just want to share with you why that hymn is so meaningful to me personally. Now, when you think of sowing and reaping in the Bible, what does that symbolize? That's a question I'm throwing out to you. You can answer. What are we sowing in the Bible? What does it mean to sow seed? We're spreading the word of God, exactly. And what does it mean to reap? What are we reaping? We're reaping a crop of souls, right? And I love the words in this hymn. The first two talk about sowing under different kinds of conditions. And then the last one talks about going forth with weeping, sowing for the master. So sometimes there are challenges involved in sowing the word of God, isn't there? But in the end, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, right? Amen? You know, there's nothing sweeter than bringing a soul to Jesus. And I pray that will be the experience of all of us, that if you haven't yet, that if you have that experience of not only sowing, but seeing somebody come to the Lord because of your efforts, and that is really, truly special. When I first started health ministry, and particularly in my church at Gloversville, I remember it was a cooking class, and I was in charge of organizing it and so forth. And that very first night that we were to start it, I just became so discouraged that I found myself in tears, literally. And it was pouring down rain. And this hymn came to mind. This hymn came to mind. Going forth with weeping, sowing for the master. Though the loss sustained, our spirit often grieves. When our weeping's over, he will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. That first night, we had over 20 people come. And it was a huge blessing. And I just want to share, regarding the depression recovery program, we invited everybody in the morning class to sign up for a follow-up Bible study, a group Bible study. And let me tell you, every single person signed up for that follow-up Bible study. And just continue to pray for the evening class as well, because they're a week behind. But the health ministry is so effective as a means of reaching souls. I just want to share a quote with you from Testimonies, Volume 7, page 59. Medical missionary work is the right hand of the gospel. It is necessary to the advancement of the cause of God. As through it, men and women are led to see the importance of right habits of living, the saving power of the truth will be made known. Every city, that means Troy, right? Every city is to be entered by workers trained to do medical missionary work. As the right hand of the third angel's message, God's methods of treating disease will open doors for the entrance of present truth. So it is an entering wedge. It's the right hand of the gospel. You wouldn't be able to do much without your right hand, right? Or your left, if you're a lefty. But it is such an important tool. And so I wanted to share that with you, and I wanted to make an appeal that if you're not involved in some kind of health ministry, there's going to be an opportunity very soon. If we can get enough people to get involved, then this is something that we can start next year and have an ongoing cycle of health evangelism through something called Reversing Disease Seminar, where just once a month we can have an evening to do health screening for people in the community on a variety of different topics. So if you're in the medical profession, I encourage you to sign up. If you're not, that's okay. There will be something for you to do. So I just want to make this appeal that if you have a heart for winning souls and you want to get involved in the health ministry, this will be a good opportunity. And I will leave the sign-up sheet in the back that you can put your name. I'm looking for at least 10 people. So far I have one. Thank you, Jaron. All right, so now we will go ahead and sing 369, Bringing in the Sheaves. We can all sing that together, all three verses.
Many young people love stories in the Bible and hymns, and they especially love ones that are connected to their names. Little boys named David love stories of David. Joshua loved stories of Joshua. I remember Elijah loved anything that had to do with Elijah. And when I spoke to Christine about any song that Emmy liked, she said, he likes things that have his name in it, so Emmanuel is one that Emmy likes. And I know that he likes to be called Emmy because sometimes I call him Mr. Whistle. because he likes to whistle, and I always talk to him about his whistling and that he took my whistle away. And he, when I call him Mr. Whistle, he tells me, no, his name is Emmy. He wants to be called Emmy. But this morning we're going to sing, or actually we're going to have Elder Pastor Langley come up and sing Emmanuel. This is for you, Emmy, and for the church. Hymn that speaks to the effect of the presence of the Lord as one of the things that we find when we're in the presence of the Lord is another favorite of Kyle's. And this is a hymn that Kyle and Evan and Monique sing frequently at home as they do their worship. And just as they do at home, they're going to come and sing this for us and with us. And it's number 262 in your hymnal, Sweet, Sweet Spirit. So if Kyle and Evan and Monique will come forward. Another of Kyle's favorites. As you see, some of the children and youth could not narrow it down to one. They had two or three that they really loved. And Kyle told me that she really loves one that speaks to the Word of God and teaches us our response to God in wonderful words of life. Number 286. Kyle, what is it about wonderful words of life that speaks to you?
I don't know. It's just the way everything is, just wonderful words of life. Like, when I think about it, I think of the beginning of time where he's like, let there be light, let there be the sun and all the things that he created. Without him, I mean, we're nothing, basically. So whenever I sing this song, I just think of all the things that God created and all the things that we're able to do.
Okay. Wonderful words of life. Thank you. Philip told me that his favorite is Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. This tells of what his response is to God's love, that he wants to be a Christian. And Jeremy is going to come forward at this time with some friends. I asked him to get others to join him, and so Jeremy and friends are going to lead out with Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. And I want to say before they start, this is also a favorite of another young man in this congregation. I don't see him. I think he's down back, but Bill Moody, we know that he loves this hymn as well. Lord, I want to be a Christian.
Lord, I want.
The next hymn is a favorite of many, many people. It's probably one of the most loved hymns across Christendom. And it's also a favorite of Levette's. And at this time, it's number 108 in your hymnals, Amazing Grace. And Rachel is going to come and sing Amazing Grace, which speaks of God's grace to us, His great grace to each and every one of us.
Oh.
Don't go away, Rachel. We're going to end this praise in song the way we began it, with Allelu, Allelu. And Rachel and Annette,
this time we're going to do men and women, and the women are going to sing Hallelujah, Hallelujah with me, and the men are going to sing Praise the Lord with Miss Rachel. So once again, we need to stand up and sing at the appropriate times. Ready, women? Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen. Let's do it one more time. One more time. That was wonderful. Okay, let's sing loud this time because, you know, we all came together at the end. Let's sing really loud. So, women, we've got to try to outshine the men, right?
Ha, ha, ha.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
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 Amen. Amen. And once again, we're always stronger when we sing together and praise the Lord together. Amen.
To me, our hymns are mini sermons. Most of our hymns, they talk about God's love for us, God's grace to us, God's coming and rescuing us and bringing us salvation. And then they speak of how we respond to the Lord when we see this great love that he's brought to us. And the youth and children of this church have selected those hymns that speak to this. And it is so wonderful to have our youth who love the Lord and have such great joy in him. And as I said, one of my greatest memories is those three little boys going down the hallway arguing about which one of them loved Jesus the most. And if every child in this world did that, wouldn't that be wonderful? If they all wanted to let everyone know how much they love Jesus. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Father in heaven, Lord, we're so grateful to you that you do love us with a love that will not let us go, that you are the great creator, that you are the one that has come to rescue us, and that you plant in our hearts a faith in you that we know that you love us and you've come to rescue us from Satan and sin. And Lord, we thank you for that and we praise your name in song and in word and hopefully also in deed. I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.